Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I had this picture of Jesus in my room while I was growing up. He was this white-faced, brown-haired, blue-eyed man surrounded by adoring and adorable children. He was calm and loving, kind and gentle. He would never get upset at anyone and was as tame as a cute little puppy. I've actually rarely seen another image of Jesus. He's always gently smiling, arms open and inviting, a welcoming, grace-filled image that I love to tell you about week after week. Who wouldn't want a Savior like this? But maybe, just maybe, it's time we reconsider our picture. Someone recently wrote that the people who crucified Christ never accused him of being boring. On the contrary, they thought him too dynamic to be safe. Jesus was killed not because he was meek and mild, not because he wouldn't fight back, but because he challenged the authorities that ruled. He challenged those in charge, wanting to show them that the way they were living was not the way of God. He came to give people life. A life that God desired for everyone, and was killed partly because of his attack on the status quo. It's our fault, some 2,000 years later, that teenagers and young people don't come to church anymore, because they find Jesus to be trivial and for old, pious people. We've made Jesus this picture-perfect Savior. One that demands nothing, that changes nothing, and is just small enough to fit on a chain around our necks. We have created a Jesus who is nothing like the one who came into this world, who conquered demons and sent pigs flying over cliffs and dared to touch the ones that we refused to see. I wonder what would happen if Jesus walked through our doors on a Sunday morning. I wonder what he would see. Would he walk up to me and look into my soul and see the words that I preach are more often than not meant to comfort and conform instead of to challenge and nurture disciples? Would he see the demons that wrestle inside of me, the ones that make me so desperately want to be liked by you, the ones that tell me I'm not good enough, that make me self-centered and materialistic? Would he see the demons of our congregation, the one that makes us want to sit in the same places and by the same people, the ones that turn our focus on ourselves instead of out into the world, the ones that tell us we're not good enough? I wonder if he would just walk right up to each one of us and look into our soul and throw all those doubts and frustrations and I'm not good enoughs into the pigs down the road. Because I'm pretty sure Jesus wouldn't walk in here and tell us everything that we're doing is okay. I'm pretty sure he'd see a lot of stuff that would make him more than a bit irritated. But even though he would walk in here and wouldn't like everything that he sees, he would still take our demons and throw them over the cliff and say, your life is not about those things. All those things that drag you down, that you cling to because you think they matter. Your life is about freedom, not bondage. And now you are free to leave here and tell everyone what I have done. You are free of doubt and frustration and wondering if you're not good enough. I have cast them aside. So go out into the world and tell the good news. This is what we as Bethesda Lutheran Church, as followers of Jesus, are called to be about. And we don't have to wait for him to walk through those doors because he's already here. He's here in the words that we speak, in the bread that we eat, in the people at our side. And with every ounce of his being, he is setting our demons free and sending us out into the world. Today, right now, we meet Jesus. And instead of giving us words of comfort, he tells us it's time to take a chance. And it's time to make some changes. It's time to stop looking inward at ourselves, worrying about our building and our budgets and our committees and our classes. It's time to start seeing the good things that God has done in our midst, and then it's time to get our little selves out the door. Because Jesus didn't free us to stay with other freed people, with other safe people. He didn't free us simply to gather and sing his praises. He frees us from our demons and then tells us to go out and tell others. A completely terrifying yet completely faithful task. And at first we may not be happy with the charge. At first we might feel afraid and confused and angry because our livelihood, our own pigs, might get shoved over the side of a cliff. But again, Jesus doesn't come to reinforce what we're doing. He comes to show us a new way, a way that may be difficult and different, but a way that gives us and others the life that we truly need. So come, be a worker in the kingdom of God. Let Jesus disrupt your safe, secure lives and push you out into the world. The good news is we're going together. And the even better news, Jesus goes with us. A Savior who changes the world and who uses you and me to do it. Amen.